This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. China's National Health Commission said Sunday that 139 more people have died from the coronavirus, bringing the death toll to more than 1,650. The commission also confirmed another 1,843 new virus cases, but that represents a drop from higher numbers in recent days. Meanwhile, as Reuters correspondent Adam Reed reports, the United States and Japan are working to evacuate U.S. citizens from a cruise ship in Yokohama.
Speaking at the Munich Security Conference, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the epidemic remains an unpredictable threat.
Let me be clear. It's impossible to predict which direction this epidemic will take.
That comes as Japan and the U.S. are coordinating the return of around 400 American citizens aboard the Diamond Princess cruise ship still quarantined in Yokohama. They will enter another 14-day period of quarantine once they return home to ensure the virus doesn't spread. Japan's health minister said the return of the passengers to the United States will make it easier to care for the 285 confirmed coronavirus cases on board.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper, meanwhile, urged world security leaders Saturday to wake up to China's efforts to influence world affairs. Maintaining the world's most populous country plans to achieve its goals by any means necessary. At the Munich Security Conference, Esper said the United States does not seek conflict with China, but he did voice concern over what he said were Beijing's goals to modernize its military by 2035 and to dominate Asia militarily by 2049. China's foreign minister rejected Esper's characterization. This is